really interesting to me. I was actually flabbergasted by the news.
When you found out about Sarah Palin?
Yeah. I overheard her name at a table that I was serving a couple times, and I thought, by no means were they talking about Sarah Palin from Alaska. I'm really surprised that McCain chose Palin.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just think that there's probably some better people for the job.
And
without getting too opinionated, I just,
it's okay.
It's just I don't know, the town that she was the mayor of. Like I said, that's where my grandson was born, and the town is out of control. It's one of the fastest growing. You know, I wouldn't even call it a city, but they do call it a city. Fastest growing towns in the United States. And it tops the charts on sexual assault, drugs, alcoholism, teenage pregnancy, which I'm part of. It's affected my family.
You were a teen mom,
and my son is.
And your son is a teenage father.
Yes.
And so, now, I don't think that we have a view of Alaska that's all everybody does up there.
But the level of education, I was born and raised there, so I completed school there. And compared to my friends that live in Lower 48, because I travel in the summertime to the south, the level of education is really low compared to, like what they were doing, say, in Texas or Florida. I'd go back and forth over a 3-month period between the two places. They were a couple years ahead of us, and it still is that way. It still is that way for the kids up there, and I do think it's a lack of education.
So do you think there's potential there that if they took a different approach maybe with the kids, that maybe some of the teen pregnancy could be avoided?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's still, Alaska's still far behind the rest of the lower 48.
And is that more a reflection of the values, or is it just that it's not something they've gotten around to?
I think it's something that they haven't gotten around to.
Because that's been kind of my sense in talking to people, that it's just, it's not necessarily because it's a tremendously conservative state.
No.
But
they're still holding on to the idea of it being the last frontier. And when my parents moved there, it had only been a state for 3 years. And I remember back, when I was a small child, it was, there were no computers. Records didn't come to Alaska, any sort of
recordings.
Goodness. It was all a brand new start for anyone that showed up there. And it hasn't been very long. It's been maybe, 50, 60 years. And that isn't a long time.
No, it isn't. Not at all. So in terms of this election, how are you leaning?
I'm leaning towards Obama.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you have one of your favorite daughters on the ticket with... She's smiling at me.
Yeah. I was leaning towards Obama before McCain chose. And I come from a strong Republican family in Alaska, for the most part, Republican.
And what is it about your Obama pick? What was there a single deciding factor, or was it...
There's several deciding factors, but I think that we need change, and I think that he's going to bring the best change. Yeah.
Amy, your story is terrific. Thank you so very much for taking the time with me today. I really am glad I got to talk to you.
Sure, thanks.